Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Hello, Bride. Good evening. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm so excited to be with you, Bride, to be with this prayer team, these mighty prophets and preachers across the United States for the past 40 days. We have been bombarding heaven on behalf of our president, on behalf of the cabinet, on behalf of our nation, weeping for our nation, crying out to God for repentance, asking God to move upon his people, move upon the bride, move upon our lives. I mean, we have been on an adventure, Bride, and I wouldn't take $1 million for it. I am so thankful for what the Lord has done, and thankful. Let me give a shout out to all those ministers that partnered with We Are the Bride Ministries to do this 40 days praying and fasting. Okay, we have Dr. Judy Laird, Prophetess Janet Cruz, Prophetess Yvonne Walker, Apostle Steve and Karen Ashley, and Intercessor Karen DePlessis. Now, that is a good mix of the fivefold ministry that has been coming together in unity and praying. Even if they have not been on the broadcast, Bride, even if these speakers have not been on the broadcast, they have been praying in agreement with us. We have been partnering with heaven for the nation and for individuals that have requested prayer over the past 40 days. So let me tell you, Bride, we have been, let me recap what's happened the past 40 days. We have been reading out of Mark Batterson's book, Draw the Circle, which is a 40-day prayer challenge. It challenges us every day on different topics that we need to address or we need to pray about or some different strategy or something, and it has taken us to a different level. So when we got together on the radio, we would talk about those subjects and we would follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to pray for whatever he led. Like last night, I believe we prayed for all of the leadership across the United States, the police, the emergency service personnel and all that, just whatever the Holy Spirit gave us, we come together in agreement to pray for those things. So tonight's subject on day 40 is called prayer alphabet. Now, he talks about prayer, and he says, he talks about one of his friends that was praying at this prayer meeting, and it made him feel so little, like he didn't really know how to pray. So he said, and he prayed with such authority that it felt like he had just left the throne room of God. His prayers seemed deep fried in the faithfulness of God. By comparisons, my prayers seem like weak sauce. Is that not funny or what? Hey, Miss Rachel, love you. Oh, thank you about the weight loss. Thank you. When this preacher had finished praying, I turned to two friends standing next to me, Andy Stanley and Louis Giglio, and I said, I felt like I've never prayed before. I wonder if this is how the disciples felt when they heard Jesus pray. I wonder if that's why they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus' prayers were so qualitatively different that the disciples felt like they had never prayed before. Notice what the disciples did not ask. They didn't say, Lord, teach us to pray. They didn't say, teach us to lead, or even, Lord, teach us to disciple. All of those endeavors are noble, but they have one request, Lord, teach us to pray. They didn't say teach us to preach. They did say teach us to pray. So, a new language. When you've written a book on prayer, people tend to think you have everything figured out. The truth is, there is so much more that I don't know and that I do know, than I do know. I feel like it's the first day of school in prayer kindergarten, but I'm hungry to learn. That's the key, Bride, is keeping that hunger to learn. The word prayer often induces feelings of guilt simply because we don't do enough of it or because we feel inept because we don't know what to say. Now, how many has been that way in prayer? Tonight, we're going to learn more about prayer and ask God to help us have good prayer habits from this point on. Amen. For the record, I've never met anyone who felt that they pray too much or too effectively. All of us fall short. But instead of feelings of guilt, the thought of prayer should induce unbridled excitement because nothing is more potent than kneeling before God Almighty. While my prayer batting average is no better than anyone else's, I'm determined to get back into the batter's box because I can't get a hit if I don't take a swing. Come on, Bride. We got to stay in the battle and stay in the ring. Amen. Don't beat yourself up over past failures or present struggles. Simply do what the disciples did. Ask Jesus to help you, to teach you. Let their simple request become your modest operandi. Lord, teach us to pray. It doesn't matter how much you know. Do you have a teachable spirit? This is the question. Are you hungry to learn? Are you open to change? Wisdom is knowing how much you don't know. So you have to start there and ask God to teach you. Come on now. Is that not a sermon or what? We all need to keep a teachable, learning heart. Now, when I graduated my master's degree, the president of the university stood up and told all the students, the ones that were graduating with their bachelor's and the ones that were graduating with their master's, he told them, we as a university, we do not expect you to remember everything we taught you at this university. We expect that you probably don't remember a thing you learned. But if we did not teach you to have the hunger for learning, we have failed you. You should always learn for the rest of your life and have a hunger to learn. So that is the truth, Bride. So in the same with learning from the Lord, having a hunger to be taught of the Lord, having a hunger to be rebuked, chastised, corrected, molded and shaped and be willing to change for him and go with him and move with him and all that stuff, that is what being a Christian is about. So not long ago, I went through a season of discouragement in my personal prayer life. I was using the same words over and over again because my vocabulary was so small. My prayers felt cliche. So did my worship. If there weren't lyrics on the screen, I had nothing to say. And then it dawned on me that those lyrics are like greeting cards. I might like what they say, but someone else wrote them. Can you imagine giving your spouse a greeting card whenever you want to tell them you love them, but never expressing love in your own words? Yet, this is what we do with God. A greeting card relationship with God is not enough. One of the most meaningful worship experiences I had this year was in Ethiopia. The worship was in both English and Aramaic. I enjoyed the English worship, but the Aramaic worship was life-changing because I couldn't understand it. Hold on just a minute, Brad. Because I could not understand it. I couldn't rely on someone else's words, so I started worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I found my own words to sing. Sometimes lyrics get in the way of worshiping God because someone else is mediating our praise. God wants to hear your voice, your words, and your praise. Isn't that good, Bride? One day I was on my knees praying about praying. I felt the Holy Spirit lovingly and playfully ask, "Did you think this was going to be easy?" Isn't that funny, Brad? Do you think it's going to be? Learning a spiritual language is like learning English or like Spanish, French, and German. We don't become fluent in a few minutes. Acquiring a prayer language is as arduous as learning a foreign language. Come on now. Expanding our vocabulary of praise is as difficult as conjugating verbs in another language. I love the story about the grandfather who walked by his granddaughter's bedroom one night and overheard her praying the alphabet literally. Dear God, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. She prayed all the way to Z and said, Amen. The grandfather said, Sweetie, why were you praying that way? The granddaughter replied, I didn't know what to say, so I figured I'd let God put the letters together however he saw fit. Isn't that awesome, Bride? Hello, Miss Sharon. Love you, sister. Sometimes I feel that way, too. I have no idea what to say when I pray. And that's okay. The first objective of prayer is praying about what to pray about. Now, this one really got me, Bride. I'm like, yes, Lord, help me, Jesus, for not doing that, for just going in with what my agenda is and what all the people I know have, you know, instead of saying, Lord, what do you want me to pray about today? The first object, let's say, prayer isn't about outlining our agenda to God. It's about getting into God's presence and getting God's agenda for us. If you don't know where to start or if you get stuck, go back to the Bible. Start reading and God will start speaking. That's when you stop reading and start praying. Words, phrases, or verses will jump off the page and into your spirit. You need to circle them in prayer. And don't be in such a hurry to go through the Bible that you don't get the Bible through you. Come on now. That's right. Don't be in a hurry when you read. Let it soak in. Yes, Lord. Let's see. I am writing down your prayers, Bride. Let's see here. Oh, come on now. Miss Sharon that's watching online said it's awesome to know that God already knows what is needed. Amen. That is good, sister. Okay, then he talks about the difference. He talks about, did you know that the Lord can use you in prayer? Whether you're at work, whether you're on the job, whether you're on the football field with your family members or wherever, the Lord can use you in prayer anywhere. He gives the story of this gentleman at the bank who owned a bank, but every day he would do prayer meetings and how God richly blessed his business. And this is what he said. It doesn't matter what you do, prayer is the key to your business, your practice, and your career. The anointing of God isn't limited to pastors who preach. The favor of God is for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, you need innovative ideas. If you're a physician, you need the discernment to diagnose. If you're in politics, you need the wisdom to govern. If you're in entertainment, you need the charisma to perform. All of these things are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing, Brad? Whether we write lyrics or craft legislation, sell homes or teach classes, design spaces or open franchises, prayer is a critical part of the creative process. Don't just brainstorm, pray storm. Isn't that good? Turn your classroom, boardroom, locker room, operating room, courtroom, and conference room into a prayer room. Prayer is the difference between appointments and divine appointments. Prayer is the difference between good ideas and God ideas. Prayer is the difference between the favor of God and the luck of the draw. Prayer is the difference between closed doors and open doors. Prayer is the difference between possible and impossible. Prayer is the difference between the best we can do and the best God can do. Prayer is the difference between the best. We want the best, don't we, Bride? Come on now. Yes, Lord. So, yes, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, when Dr. Judy gets on the line, I think that may be her. Hello, Dr. Judy, is this you?
Yes, it is. All the way from San Francisco. Y'all doing good this evening?
Yay! Yes, ma'am. You, I feel, are an expert of prayer. I just did the recap of the book tonight. Would you please spend a little time teaching us some basics about prayer? What would you inform us?
Well, based on my experience in life, I truly believe that prayer is one of the most vital tools to bring breakthrough in your life, individually, corporately, in your family. And in my 38 years of serving the Lord, I can truly say the greatest breakthrough in any area of your life comes, number one, when your heart is prostrate before the Lord. In other words, you become humble. When you don't look at the situation as if it is impossible, it may look impossible to you, but with God, all things are possible. And
yes.
I have found that when I'm going through something personally or when I'm praying for a friend or a family member, it's just a discipline that I have is I will research the Word of God to find out, like say maybe a loved one would be diagnosed with cancer. And I would look up every scripture that pertained to healing. And then when I would pray, because I had read the scripture that says by his stripes you are healed, or that you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover, it builds
right.
your faith. And in the process of praying or speaking the word, then it's something that's ignited. It gives you hope. So when people have a particular situation to pray for, I can remember a couple of years ago, I had a nephew that literally the doctors said he only had a few hours to live. It was in Mobile, Alabama. And I rallied the troops. I began to call on prayer warriors and intercessors that I knew how to pray. They don't pray soulish prayers. They pray what the Word of God says. Why do I say to everyone, pray scriptures? It's because God's word will not return void. That's why the Bible teaches us that one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000. So on a call like tonight, as people are viewing in on Facebook or whatever a form of media, when you get people to just come in the power of agreement, trust me, there's something that takes place in the boardroom of heaven. There's a scripture even that I would like to read that just by discussing these kind of things, you'd be surprised at what takes place. And it is found in Malachi 3:16. And hold on, let me just turn up. I just came downstairs, and I want to turn to read this to you because this is what happens every time. And most people, you know, a lot of times not knowing the Word of God, it could cause you to not have the faith. But in Malachi 3:16, listen to this, June, because this is what we're doing right now. It says, "Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, And the Lord listened and heard, and a scroll of remembrance was written in the presence of God concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. And guess what the Lord says? The Lord speaks back and says, and they will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. And in the day when I make up my treasured possessions, in other words, he's calling us his treasured possessions, I will spare them just as in compassion a man spares his own son who serves him. And you will again begin to see the distinction between the righteous in those whose hearts are right toward him and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Why am I reading this scripture? What does it have to do? I believe this scripture is relating to us. We've been on this prayer call for 40 days. And throughout these 40 days, we've done nothing but lift up the name of Jesus. And we've even prayed from the first day that we started praying, I believe it was January the 3rd, when we started praying, I remember one of the prophet Janet Cruz was going in for surgery, and they were checking her heart. God gave her a miracle. There have been some, we prayed during the time of the grief for your mother. We prayed that your family would come together, and that this would be a time of celebration. We've prayed for people's finances and all these different things, and it was because what? We discussed the things of the Lord. So it's my experience, no matter what the challenge may be, is to pray the word of the Lord over a given situation and to always pray this, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth in every earthen vessel as it is in heaven. And so the power of agreement, the power of speaking the word. You know, a lot of times people think, well, what good does it do to... No, God's word has life. You see, you can always tell a situation when people start speaking life, when people start speaking, you know, they're not the tail, they're the head. They're not just going to go into battle. They are going to be more than conquerors. When you start speaking the word of God over a situation, especially when you say, let your will be done, trust me, God will hasten. This is another scripture. God will hasten over his word to perform it. And so I think that as we... This is the last night. I think this is very appropriate to remind even some that possibly have not had their prayers answered to never waver, to never waver. I think some of you know that about 2 weeks ago, my oldest son was ordained as a pastor. I started praying over my two sons 19 years ago because I knew they were destined for greatness. And I never wavered. I mean, there were times, one time the authorities in Baton Rouge looked me in the face and said, we will see your sons incarcerated. You know, but God, that's what I love about prayer. It's a but God can move. As we prayed for this election, a lot of people, they thought, and I know there may be some online or viewing that we're not in agreement about Donald Trump becoming president. But we prayed his will. And I believe that as we have won many, many, many victories, the church is the vital thing that we must do, no matter what it looks like. We're in the trenches to speak the word of God over this nation, over every leader, over every sinner, over every family, because God is doing something, and it may not be in your timetable, but God's word will not fail. And so prayer is your most valuable tool to face the enemy. You have any questions?
Yes, now what do you think about that, Steve? What would you say to the ones tonight we're basically talking about why prayer is so important? Do you have any tidbits you can give us, Steve, about prayer?
No, I just concur, obviously, with everything that Dr. Judy is saying. And the only thing I think of is, I think in Luke 5, it's the story where they'd been out fishing all night long, and they had toiled, they'd done everything in their own efforts to try to bring in fish. And these are professional fishermen. And Jesus comes out and he says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the catch. And Simon said in verse 5, he said, Master, we have toiled all night long and yet have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And I think that I say yes and amen to what Dr. Judy said, because many times, you know, we're going through the motions, we're going through something, and whenever we kick in the word of God, then all of a sudden it rejuvenates the prayer, it rejuvenates the authority, it kicks into a whole different level and takes it out of, you know, the realm of the natural realm of what we're trying to do, and it says, no, this is what the word of God says, this is what the word of God says. And sometimes we have to pray no matter how our feelings are. We just simply say, yes, Lord, and amen.
Amen. That's about not praying our feelings. Now, Dr. Judy, we would love to hear your opinion on what do you think happened through this experience over the last 40 days?
This is what I believe. As I reflect back over what we set an example to do, to pray, if you were to go in the book of Acts, in the second chapter, starting with the 42nd verse, and this is key, this is when they had their greatest breakthroughs and thousands of people came to the Lord. So in the 42nd verse, it says, you know, this was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit when the heavens opened, there were miracle signs and wonders. But verse 42 says in the NIV, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. That's a key word right there. Maintain a teachable spirit or a teachable attitude. And you were never created to be an island by yourself. They had fellowship. So watch this. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers, not just one, all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need, and every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together and with glad and sincere hearts, praising the Lord and enjoying the favor of the people. And the Lord added to their number daily. Now, that's in chapter 2. If you go on down and flip over to chapter 4, once again, remember, the word of God is our model. And when you go to chapter 4, you find out again, starting with the 32nd verse, and here we are. It says, all of the believers were one in heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had with great power. And it goes on, it talks about they begin to pray, and they begin to call upon the name of the Lord. In chapter 5, once again, the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers, they would come together and meet. And guess what? They would do the same thing when they would pray. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow may fall. Crowds gathered also from towns around. They would bring the sick, those that were tormented, and because of the power of prayer. I want to ask you something, June. What do you think would happen? Every church in America, everybody, they laid down their own agenda, and they said, you know what? We see a standard here in the book of Acts. where people gathered together and they prayed, and they realized the need of one another. You see, this whole prayer thing has not just been about Dr. June Knight or Karen DePlessis or Steve and Karen Ashley or Judy Lair. No, it's been so much more than that. It's not about Yvonne Walker. It's not about all these different other people that were able to get on. It was about the power of prayer. And so what do you think would happen, June, if every Christian family in this nation and every church that claims and understands that Jesus is Lord, he's King of Kings, his blood has never lost its power, and that he was our example because he commanded us to pray, what do you think would happen right now?
Oh, my God, are you saying if we actually knew our identity in Christ, what our prayers would be like? Is that what you're asking?
It's not just your identity.
Yeah.
If you took the time to pray, designated, disciplined, committed, persistent, a time to pray and to believe God.
Yeah.
When you think about it, look at Peter, look at the different ones that, from being in prison to you name it, where the church began to pray. I believe that we're sitting on the cutting edge of one of the greatest moves of God that this nation has ever seen.
Amen.
Just like with Cornelius, in chapter 10, what do you think happened with Cornelius? It was the angel of the Lord visited this man, and it says, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. So he didn't have this, you know, he didn't have the knowledge, but the Holy Spirit set him up. And it says he and all of his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need, and here's the key word, and prayed to God regularly. And then one day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision, and he distinctly saw an angel of God who called him by name. And watched this. Cornelius said, "What is it, Lord?" He said, the angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts of the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send some of your men down to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who's called Peter." And the next thing you know, Peter's down at Joppa, the heavens open. Why did all this, why did this move of God break out for Cornelius and his family? Because he prayed. He prayed regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying to you is, no matter who's listening or where they are, lay aside doubt, unbelief, and feeling like you're alone and nobody cares. Because on this prayer journey that we've been on, there's some people, I may never meet you face to face, June may never meet you, all these, the ones that have been on, but we are praying. And I believe there's some families that are going to hear this prayer call, are going to view in, and they're getting ready to have a Cornelius experience where a mighty move of God of restoration, where shame, reproach is being removed off their lives, their family, their ministry, and with God restores, it's better than before, just like what took place in Cornelius' life. So prayer is vital. And even though we may not be on the prayer call, I want to challenge you to continue to pray, because I know that prayer is a key, and it opens the floodgates of heaven.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Now, Dr. Judy, I would love for us to take a few minutes to pray for Mark Batterson. He is the one we've been partnering with in this book, and the treasures that God has given him that has greatly impacted this whole team and all the people that have been partnering with us Would y'all mind spending a few minutes praying for him?
Yes, and I'd like to share some things about Pastor Mark. How I started and even gave this, I think I gave you the book back in December. I can't remember exactly when, and I think it was before the holidays. Let me just explain this man. A leader cannot take you someplace they've never been. And the leadership of this man, based on the challenges of life. See, some people can see. I was preaching to my grandson this morning, and sharing with him what David did when he faced Goliath. Well, I believe Pastor Mark Batterson is definitely one that he's like a David, and he has faced many Goliaths. But about 2.5 years ago, my daughter-in-law and my son, they were given this book, and that's why part of the reason we're in San Francisco tonight, we're launching a church. But long story short, my daughter-in-law had tried to get me to, she'd say, hey, Mama Red, read this book when you can. It's going to inspire you. And I never got around to it. Until one night at midnight, I opened my eyes, laying on the couch, and there was the book in their home in Dallas. And once I picked up that book, this is the most important, I believe, word that I could share with anybody, and I share it all the time. Mark Batterson said the saddest thing in all the world and all the universe is prayers that God wants to answer that are never prayed.
Yeah,
man, you talk about a floodgate of God's presence in that room after midnight. And I remember thinking, Lord, what if I had not prayed about this? Or what if I had never? And what about the ones I haven't prayed, and these are the ones that you're waiting on for me to speak?
Right.
Prayer is a language that Jesus understands, because he is the Word. And the
right.
Holy Spirit, when we ask him, Matthew 6, 7, and 8, all those chapters, when you ask, it shall be done. When you knock, the door will be open. When you seek him. And so on my journey, it wasn't the 40-day prayer journey. It was the circle maker. And when I began to read that book, it took me, I've got, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 of his books. And actually, we have a letter that's being sent to him from San Francisco to tell him how much he inspired us. I went to Washington, D.C., and we walked, Yvonne Walker and another friend of ours, we walked. We were in his coffee house because every time I would read a story, it would inspire me that he had written. So I want to challenge those that tune in. If you don't have this book, send me your address, and I will buy you one, and I will send it to you, because it is a tool to defeat the enemy, and it will inspire you and give you revelation. We've just barely touched on some of the nuggets of part of the 40-day prayer journey, but the book, the prayer, the Circle Maker, will take you to a completely different place. Chase the Lion, he wrote that book, and it is amazing. He wrote another book, If, and I'm telling you, God is raising up men and women like Matt, Pastor Batterson, that are going to inspire us based on the need of the hour. June, we would have never even done this if I hadn't said, hey, June, look at this book, and then we'd talk about that. That's the type of inspiration that he has. Am I lifting up a man? No. I'm giving honor to a man, but I'm lifting up the Jesus in this man.
Yes.
And he went from a church that did not make it in Chicago, but that what he thought was probably people thought, oh, he's failed. He ended up in Washington, D.C., and now he's got 6 or 7 churches, a coffee house, and he's known all over America. So if you give June your address via Facebook, and I will purchase you a book. If you don't have one, be glad to get it to you. All I need is your address. That's how much I believe in this book.
Yes, it is really amazing.
Know.
Now, Steve, what is this? I know Steve has been really heavy in this book as well. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I know I'm going to let Dr. Judy pray, you know, for Mark, Pastor Mark, but I think the thing about the book, and even in the last page on page 226, I really think it summarizes everything that's in it. And what he says is, he says, prayer is the difference between appointments and divine appointments. It is the difference between good ideas and God ideas. It's the difference between the favor of God and the luck of the draw. It's the difference between closed doors or open doors. It's the difference between the possible and the impossible. And prayer is the difference between the best we can do and the best that God can do. And I think it involves, whenever we read it, you know, I'm reminded of, I think it's Matthew 18:19. You know, we quote it quite a bit. I've said it a few times about the two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. But verse 20 is really the key, because he says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So when we pray in agreement, when we come together as one man, not only is it just the two of us praying, but all of a sudden now we have the fourth in the fire. We now have the potter of the Trinity that comes involved and says, no, now we're in agreement. Now we're going to get some action. We're going to get things happening because we have come in agreement with heaven. And that, I think, is what makes a difference. And that's where this book has come in, is it helps us to kind of say, here's some direction, here's some things to pray, here's some key points to look at. And I think it's just an incredible book to anybody to have in their library.
Yes. All right, Dr. Judy, can you pray for Pastor Batterson?
Yes, and I'd also like to pray for his family. He is definitely a family man. He's got children. He has an amazing wife. I'd like to pray for all of the pastors of the churches that he oversees, as well as the impact that he's making in Washington, D.C. and the world. And, you know, there is a Hebrew word, shamar, which means watchman. It's a watchman at the wall. And we want to make sure that this man of God that has been so instrumental, that there are people that are praying. So in praying for him, I would also like to pray that there would be intercessors that would rise up and pray that effectual, fervent prayer over this powerful man of God, his family, and what God has for him in the future, because he's very connected politically, and he's just the real deal. That's what I love about him. He's just real. Father God, we just come before you right now, and what an honor and a privilege for a small prayer team to come and to pray over Pastor Mark Batterson, his amazing wife, his children. Lord, we pray over his ministry, and Lord, whatever his need may be, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would meet his need, that we pray for every pastor that is over some of the churches that he has and the different ministries. Lord, we thank you that he has empowered us and thousands of people. And we say that 2017 is going to be his breakthrough year. I thank you, Lord, that even in one of his books, he talked about one of the first things he realized that he had to network. Steve just mentioned that about coming together. He began to fellowship with other pastors. It wasn't just about what he was sent to do in Washington, D.C. It was about pulling the team together. And Lord, we thank you that the days of competing are over. We complete one another with our God-given gifts. And so, Lord, pull his people together and let them, Lord, let him have a Moses experience with an Aaron and a I call people from the north, the south, the east, and the west in this nation and other nations. Lord, I say the books that he's getting ready to write are even going to surpass anything that we've read. God, they're all amazing. But, Lord, I believe you're getting ready to take this ministry from glory to glory, to strength, in a position that they've never known before. Supply their every need. Your word says, beloved, above all things, it's his desire, God's desire, that they would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul. And, Lord, we thank you. They are like Nehemiah. They're doing a great work, and they will not come down off the wall. Lord, I thank you. Like the Jabez prayer, you're extending his territory and his boundaries. I thank you, Lord, for every assignment of the enemy against this ministry. I call it null and void. I thank you, Lord, that the greatest anointing, you said that you would take us from glory to glory and strength to strength. I thank you there's an increase and an infusion of the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe this man is called as an apostle. And, Lord, you spoke to me that you're releasing apostolic revelation based on the need of the people in this hour. So, Lord, give him revelatory knowledge that will build up and strengthen the body of Christ and every family that he comes in contact with. I thank you for supplying his every need. And God, whatever it is that is this man of God's dream in his own heart, we're asking, Lord, that that vision, that dream would be fulfilled. Because he is the man of God that gives you all the glory. He's never, in all of the books that I've read, he's never complained. He's always given you the glory, and he's acknowledged that sometimes prayers are not answered because God is working something even greater. I love his attitude. So strengthen him. And continue to put the keys of the kingdom in his hands.
Yes.
With power and dominion as we go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, that was great, Dr. G. That was great. Now, Dr. G, I don't know if you have anything else on the agenda, but I would love for us, since this is our last night together, if we could pray for Trump one last time and our nation. Would you mind starting? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, and I'd just like to add one thing.
Yes.
Steve, if you would also, in the prayer, I really feel heavy in my heart that once again the news media and the media is trying to twist some things to bring doubt and even bring division. And so if you could, as a prophet, address and proclaim, you know, the word of the Lord and pray for the people that are speaking to him, because he's listening to a lot of different leaders, that he would have the wisdom of God and the discernment, and that his prayer team, just like we saw all these ministers during the inauguration, that they will raise the bar and that they will be steadfast in undergirding our president.
Yes. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father. We just thank you for, even as Dr. Judy was speaking, Father, she was literally uttering the prayers in her conversation, Father God, bringing before your throne, Father, bringing before your throne the request and the heart of the people of God. Father, those who truly have a heart that are after the things of God. Father, we're asking you, even as we've already quoted in Acts, Father God, when the people of God came together, it says, the fear of the Lord came upon many, and signs and wonders were done through the apostles. And we're asking you, Father, right now, that the fear of the Lord would fall upon every single man and woman that is trying to cause division, that, Father God, they would not submit themselves to the Leviathan spirit, Father, that is trying to twist and turn everything is out. Father, we're asking you just to remove that twist, to unpretzel the things, Father, that are going on in the media. Lord, we're asking you for truth to be exposed, to be so blatant that even the most liberal of media cannot ignore the truth. Father, we're asking you, Father, that truth would set us free, and that, Lord God, that it would prevail upon this land. Father, you said that if we humble ourselves and submit ourselves to you, Father, that you will come in, that you will heal our land. And, Father, we humble ourselves once again. We know the job is not over. We have come into winning a victory, but Father God, the war still rages, and we stand in agreement right now as one man. We come in agreement, Father. We prophesy to this nation that the tools of the weapons of the enemy will not prosper and continue to cause division. Father God, I thank you right now that the wellspring would come up, Father God, that as the word says, that when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against it. So, Father, there is a flood of the enemy that has been loosed upon this country, and we're asking you right now, Father, to raise a standard. Raise a standard, Father. Raise a standard. Let it begin with the people of God, the leaders of God, the ministers of God. Let them rise up, Father God, and not take a political position, but take a biblical position, Father God, and that they desire the things of God. That, Father, they lay down all the things that are cultural. They lay down the things that are from their father, their grandfather, their grandfather's father, and they grab a hold of what the Spirit of God is saying now. That they don't live like peacock Christians where all the glory is behind them, but that they stand in a place, even as we read the other night, where they take their shoes off and they say, "This surely the Lord is here." Father God, we just thank you right now for the supernatural power of God for being released upon this land. We give honor and glory to you right now. And Father, I just ask you right now for revelatory knowledge to be given, that Father God, you would expose everything that needs to be exposed and reveal the truth in every situation. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Awesome.
Yes. What about you, Dr. Judy? Do you want to pray for President, or do you want me to?
I think that I'd like to make a declaration over him and his family and that are around him, and then you can end it with prayer. But just as Steve was speaking and saying some of the profound things that he prayed, the Lord took me to Ephesians 6, and I want to decree, and I ask y'all to agree with me. I'd like to decree Ephesians 6, starting with the 10th verse. I want to decree this as if we were actually speaking to the president and his leaders and his family. And, of course, it starts off about finally be strong. And this is, of course, Paul's writing. So if you would, y'all, just agree with me over these words. In fact, I think it would really be great if y'all would just, let's repeat it. You know, I'll say the words and then y'all repeat it as if we are speaking this literally over President Trump. Is that okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Finally, be strong in the Lord.
Finally, be strong
in the Lord.
And in his mighty power.
And in his mighty power.
And President Trump, we say, put on the full armor of God.
President Trump, we put on the full armor of God.
So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For President Trump, our struggle and your struggle is not against flesh and blood.
For President Trump, your struggle and our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
But against the rulers. Against the authorities. And the powers of this dark world. The spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God.
Therefore, put on the whole armor of God.
President Trump, so that when the day of evil comes against you, you will be able to stand your ground.
President Trump, so that when the evil comes against you, that you will be able to stand your ground.
And after you have done everything to stand.
And after you have done everything to stand.
Stand firm then.
Stand firm then.
With the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
With the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
With the breastplate of righteousness in place.
With the breastplate of righteousness in place.
And President Trump, with your feet fitted with the readiness.
And President Trump, with your feet fitted with the readiness.
That comes from the gospel of peace.
That comes from the gospel of peace.
In addition to all of this, President Trump.
In addition to all of this, President Trump.
Take up the shield of faith.
Take up the shield of faith.
With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
And the sword of the
Spirit. Which is the Word of God.
Which is the Word of God.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions.
Pray in the Spirit in all occasions.
With all kinds of prayers and requests.
With all kinds of prayers and requests.
And with this in mind.
And with this in mind.
Be alert.
Be alert.
And always keep praying for all the saints.
For all the saints.
And I want to say, pray for America.
Yes. Pray for
I just believe that the power of unity and the power of a declaration. I just believe that, you know what, June, I want to challenge everyone for the next 21 days to speak this prayer, these scriptures over President Trump, because I just feel an urgency that we pray that he puts on the whole armor of God, because I believe he's going to win every battle.
Amen. I'm in agreement. Yes. I have it written down on the prayer request for tonight to pray about Trump in the media, for truth in the media type of a deal. Me and Steve and Karen, we prayed about it last night, but that's definitely one way that the enemy is trying to wear him out, so we can just surround him with prayer in that. Now, Dr. Judy, do you have anything else before we get off into the individual prayer request?
No, not that I can think of. I just pray that the people will continue to earnestly seek him, seek the Lord with all their heart and all their strength, and to continue to pray until we all get together at another time.
Yes, amen. Well, the first person that asked for prayer is Brother Prasad. He is from India, and he asked that we pray for the ministers over in India. So would you pray for that, Steve, the ministers in India?
Yes, yes, yes. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this pastor, Father, that has called in, Father God, for he seeks the wisdom of God. He seeks the protection of God. He seeks the anointing of God. And Lord God, I ask you for an infusion of power to flow through them, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. bodily dwells on the inside of them. Father God, I thank you right now that great signs, miracles, and wonders will come among the people, even as we have read in Acts tonight, Father God. Let the power of God flood through them. Father God, let it begin to touch the lives of the men, the women, the children, and everyone that they face, Father. Let their adversaries be silenced. Let the Spirit of God move upon the people. Let great boldness come upon the ministers. And, Father, we thank you for a Psalms 91 hedge of protection around them. Father, I thank you that even as Paul, Father God, was protected and Peter was protected, and the times, Father, where they had to do unusual things to protect them, I pray that you encapsulate them. That, Father, even if it has to be where they are translated from one place to another place, that, Father God, that they would be protected by the Spirit of Almighty God, and that, Lord God, you would move them from place to place, just as Philip was, Father, that they would have divine appointments, divine connections, and, Father, for the release of the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray right now for the prayers that have been prayed for many years for India, Father, the seeds that have been sown, the foundations that have been laid. We are declaring, Father, not only for the United States, for this to be the year of victory, but let it be so for India as well, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
There is a big march that's in the making right now. It's called Make America Great Again March. I am having the whole team on the radio Tuesday night from all across the United States. I think they have got over 400,000 participants that are going to march in March. So if you don't mind praying, they are listening to the broadcast tonight. They're watching on Facebook. But if you don't mind praying for the leadership, they have been under so much attack from the enemy, you know, trying to stop it and stuff. So if you don't mind praying for that, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, and I just want to release a word from the Lord to them, and that is this, that we are the light of the world. And this march, even though there will be challenges, God will fight every battle, and by them taking a stand to do what they're doing, their light, the presence of God, their heart that holds Jesus as their Savior and their King, will be making history in this nation.
Wow.
And so I believe with every fiber of my being, that the leadership, I believe this is, the leadership is going to come together, and they're going to display to our nation, and not just our nation, the nations of the world, that when God be for you, it doesn't matter what comes against you. So I want to decree over the leaders that are taking this position to do this as a display of the body of Christ and the power of prayer, but more importantly, unity in a community called a nation. And I want to say to them that they will be strengthened, and they're going to impact the world, because through the church doing this, they are representing the church in all the nations. And by that I'm saying there will be other nations that have gone through things or are going through things, and they're going to see a lot of people. I've traveled to 18 nations, and sometimes people look down on America as being very prideful. I believe there's a reverse, and there's going to be a respect for our nation. They're going to see the humility and the love of the body of Christ come together, and some in other nations are going to be in awe as well as ours. So, Father, we come right now before you. Lord, you said we could boldly approach the throne of God. And, Lord, tonight we've got Tennessee represented. We've got, here I am in California. We've got Texas represented with Steve. And, Lord, there's others, even someone from India. I'm asking that as we come in the power of agreement, that this will be a march of victory. I decree there will be no casualties. And, Lord, even as I speak this, I thank you that men and women are going to link their arms together, saying we stand. Because, Lord, we stand on your word that when you call a man, a woman, a church, a ministry, a team with a task like this, you never call them to fail, but to succeed in what they do. So we sound an alarm in the heavens tonight across
yes.
the airways. Holy Spirit, awaken your prayer warriors. Awaken your intercessors.
Yes.
Lord, I'm reminded yes. what Mark Batterson said. Those that don't pray, it's so sad when we can make prayers and petitions, and the saddest thing is that prayers that you wanted prayed that were never prayed. So we're praying for this march. We're praying for those involved. We're praying for the financial needs. We're summoning the angels of God, the army, Michael's regiment of warring angels to push back darkness. And so, Lord, we claim victory in every facet of this march. We claim victory and lifting up, let this team, let these 400,000 people lift up the name of Jesus that all men will
yes.
belong to you. So, Father God, we give you praise because you did say in your word we can ask anything in your
yes.
name. And we say, have your way. Holy Spirit, bless,
yes.
bless this in Jesus' name.
Yes, and I pray that they have millions that come out. They're actually doing it a lot of support for police officers and emergency personnel and the veterans. So they're mobilizing in all the states, and they're going to Washington, but they're asking people to bring food and clothing for veterans in every march so that they can give out to all of the homeless veterans we have across the United States. So I thought that was really great that they're doing that.
Yes.
You know.
And this is restoring honor to the men and women that have laid their lives down for this nation.
Yes.
And that is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Now,
we need to pray for, I just want to remind you, we need to pray for Karen's friend. She's at the hospital. We need to pray for Yvonne. She's at a doctor with her son, and any of these that need healing, let's just corporately pray, if you will, Steve. Pray for the healing of those that are in need of healing in their bodies right now.
Yes. Father God, we just thank you right now. We come in agreement, Father, again, as one man. And Lord, just as we said earlier, Father, that because we're two or more agree and we have gathered now in your name, you are here in the midst of our presence. And so, Father, right now, for Yvonne and for Karen's friend, I ask you, Father, to let the angel of the Lord literally visit them right there in their location. Father, for anyone else who is listening that is in need of healing, let the angel of the Lord, let the comforter, Father, comfort them right now during this time. Father God, I ask you, even as we've read already in this book, Father, he said one of the keys to prayer is to say, Lord, what should I pray? How should I pray? And Father, we just ask you right now just to release, Father, the balm of Gilead upon each person, Father, that is listening, and upon these that have already been, we've requested prayer for, Father, the balm of Gilead from their head down to their toes, Father God. Lord, we ask you right now to intervene on their behalf. We know the word has already been accomplished. We send forth the word, and Father, we agree with what you have said, that it will not return void, but it will produce in them a healing that has already been paid for. The price has been paid. And so, Father, we are cashing in the chips. We are calling, Father God, right now on the word that has already been released on their behalf. And we thank you for strength. I pray right now down to the cellular level that, Father God, that you would go down into the areas where there's been infection, into the areas, Father God, right now where there has been disease of any kind. And, Father God, down to the very cellular, molecular level, Father, we speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. And we thank you for rejuvenation in their bodies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, I'm in agreement. We only have three more requests. One is a lady in the Smoky Mountains asking us to pray for their youth group called Foundation Youth Group and their leader. I guess I can pray for that one. Lord, we just come before you right now, agreement for Miss Kimmy, that's asking for prayer, Lord, for this youth group, foundation youth group, and the leader, Lord. We ask, God, peace in the midst of the storm. Whatever's going on there, Lord, you know what's going on. So we lay them down at the foot of the cross, Lord. The vision that is meant for this youth group, Lord, we pray it all before the throne right now, God. We ask you, Lord, to send angels to encamp about the leader of this youth group, Lord. Give them wisdom in their decisions, Lord. Help them, Lord, to have discernment of spirits to see through situations and to have understanding, Lord. And we just pray right now, God, that you move on this church's behalf. Let revival fall, Lord. Let revival fall in this youth group, Lord. Let them fall on their face and surrender everything to you, Lord, and that the holiness would go through all of those youth, Lord, and that all spirits of perversion and lust would be removed out of that youth group in the name of Jesus, but that your holiness and purity would flow through those youth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and give you praise for them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there is another one sort of close to the Smoky Mountains. She's asking that we pray for Maryville Alcoa Christian Shops and Maryville Church of God funds for convention. Steve, if you don't mind praying for that one.
Sure. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father, according to the word of God in Philippians, that all the need would be met, Father, for this ministry, Father, as they have given. And Father, the very fact that they're listening, that they're calling in, their attention is towards the things of God, Father, I know that they are positioned for blessing. Father God, we just thank you for the seeds that have already been sown, Father God, that have been on their behalf, would come up as a harvest before them this day, Father. Lord, we ask you to send the angels into their harvest to bring it in. And Father, you speak to the hearts of men that are supposed to give to them, pressed down, shaken together, rolling over, Father, that it would literally overwhelm them, that, Father God, they would be so blessed that they would just go, my God, look what he's done. Look at what the Lord has done. Father, we just thank you right now, Father, for your provision. That is your desire, Father. Your desire is to so overwhelm us with blessings that, Father, that it literally gets to the point, as the priest said in the Old Testament, stop bringing any more in. There's just so much here. Father, let it be so, even for this ministry.
Yes.
And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, before we get off here, I just want to pray just a quick prayer about the media. And then, Dr. Judy, would you close us out and pray for all of the members of the prayer team and all of our faithful followers that have been with us on the radio and been with us live? Okay, Lord, we just pray right now in agreement about the media. Lord, we come against this spirit of Leviathan that is operating in our nation, and we command that it looses grips off of our media in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, the blood of Jesus over our media. We pray you raise up truth in our nation, Lord, as a righteous buckle on our nation, God. And we pray, God, that you raise up people that will do media correctly and the way that original journalists were meant to be, where they wrote and spoke truth from both sides and let people decide what the truth was instead of by angles, Lord. So, God, we just thank you for that, God, and we pray for Trump's team, for his advisor, the one that speaks every day to the media. Give him continued wisdom dealing with these people that are so slick with their words. Give him the right words every single day, Lord, in what to say to the media. So, Lord, protect Trump in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Dr. Judy, if you seal this 40 days and seal what God has done in all of our lives and in the people that's been a part of this, and then seal it for us, we'd appreciate it.
Yes. And
Father
and
God,
Dr.
we just come before you. Go ahead.
No, ma'am. Go ahead. Please go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Steve.
I just was going to interject before you had prayed. I just really was, it's kind of been turning around in my spirit a little bit ever since you said about the 21 days and lifting that particular passage. And I don't know, Dr. June, if it's possible, but the 21, according to Pastor Troy Brewer's book, Numbers That Preach, means manifested spirit. And so I reminded of Habakkuk 2:2, and where he says that he will stand and watch and wait upon the rampart. And then in verse 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that they may run who reads it. And I don't know if it's possible or not, but on your site, if you can take literally those that passage of scripture, go ahead and interject the words, you know, Mr. Trump, President Trump, or whatever, and plainly put a vision out so that people can grab it, that they have something in their hands, and they can just bring it before the Lord each day.
All right, yes, what's Father. That scripture in Numbers? What?
No, it was Ephesians.
No,
what
not
Dr.
Numbers.
Judy, yeah, it was what Dr. Judy quoted, Ephesians. I believe, Dr. Judy, correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to be chapter 6.
I got it. I did it earlier when she said it. I did a tweet and I tagged the president. So, yes, it's already done.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry for interjecting. Go ahead.
No.
Yes.
No, that's Steve. I totally respect anything you have to say. That's awesome. I'm glad that you brought that forward. And also with that, let's pray that we continue with our vision for this nation. As you brought up, you know, write the vision down and wait for it. For, you know, this is the thing. Sometimes I believe that we're making history as never before in the process of waiting for the vision that we've written down. And the thing about it is, a vision, when you have a vision for a nation, when you have a vision for a church, when you have a vision for a family, it's amazing how when you write that down and you keep it before you, number one, when you keep it before you, you pray. Like I literally travel with my vision board over all of y'all. And when you pray for those individuals, when you see certain things come to pass, it just increases your faith because you know that it was only God that could have answered those prayers. So, Father, I thank you for the 40 days of people coming together and praying and trusting and believing. Lord, I thank you that you will hasten over your word. Lord, for those that have not seen their prayers answered, but that, Lord, that they don't waver in their faith of knowing I've been prayed for, it's going to happen. Lord, we bring our nation once again, and we ask that as intercessors, how we've come together, let intercessors throughout this nation remain focused. Lord, just like the Daniel's fast, when it was prayed, there was a consistency, there was a persistence, and Daniel was committed. Anne Graham Lotz wrote the book, and in it she expressed that Daniel every day, against all odds, would go and look toward Jerusalem. Lord, we're looking to you right now.
Yes,
we're looking to you, Father God, to know that you are still, we're going to stay on that wall like Nehemiah. We're going to go and hit our knees like Jesus did and pray because we know prayer is important. Bless every member of this team, those that tuned in, those that were able to pray, those that took their precious time, Lord, to be a part of a small network of intercessors that love you, they love this nation, and they love the church. And we are willing, Lord, to lay our lives down. Let the greatest revival that's ever hit, let revival break out. Lord, if Lou Engle could have 113,000 people meet in L.A., what is a million people getting together to pray for this nation as never before? Let America and the church remain humble. Lord, let us not have this victim mentality of, oh, poor, poor me, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, or when is this going to... No, Lord, let their focus be on you as they look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Let the church in America and intercessors begin to bombard heaven over souls being saved. Lord, we pray for the decisions that President Trump is making about the borders. And Lord, I am asking that anything, any plot of the enemy, that there would be exposure.
Yes.
And that nothing, Lord, like Steve prayed earlier, the prophet told his servant, open your eyes and see they're more for us than there is against us. And Lord, that's what we believe for our nation. That's what we believe for our president. That's what we believe for the church. That's what we believe for every family. That's what we believe for one another. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And Lord, we step out of the boat like Peter and step out into the water, believing by faith that we will have an amazing awakening and a mighty move of God. Lord, I pray for the youth of this nation because, Lord, you spoke to me.
Come on now, Dr.
You told
Judy.
Me the youth would surpass anything my generation did.
Yes,
and
Lord.
So, Lord, we pray. We pray for youth leaders. We pray for the youth. We pray for the millennials. Lord, we pray right now
that
God, they stay devoted and that they see, I don't care if there's somebody that's bound by drugs or alcohol or perversion or whatever, that, Lord, they see the power of God manifested, and they say, I can't deny this. I must have him. Give your leaders wisdom. Lord, let new worship songs come forth that would cause people to bend their knees and weep over the love. Lord, there's so many people that try to distort and criticize grace, but Lord, let them have a revelation that grace is when they couldn't hold on to God, God held on to them or they wouldn't even be alive. And that every day we inhale and exhale because of your grace. We want to love you and serve you and commit greater than what we've ever known. That's what grace is all about. Saying, Lord, because you love me so much, I love you back.
Yes.
Meet the needs of the church financially. And Lord, just like June brought up the veterans, for every homeless person, we stand in the gap. Lord, for every person that's under a bridge or every individual that has no place to sleep or has nowhere to go or maybe their family has abandoned them, Lord, we pray for those homeless people.
Yes.
And God, we say, let the church in America open their heart of compassion. God, help me with my radio program, Voice of Hope, because it's not just going to the streets. The whole thing is I want the church to open their heart of compassion once again. And so, Father,
Lord,
we give you praise. We give you honor. And we thank you for Dr. June Knight, who has taken the time, Lord, to put this thing together, Lord, with her gifts of technology and media. Lord, we thank you for Steve and Karen Ashley, God, who have, with every opportunity that they could be on, have been on. And, Lord, we thank you for Karen DePlessis, and we thank you for Janet Cruz, and we thank you for Yvonne Walker, Lord, all these. They didn't do it expecting to receive. They did it to give of themselves.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father, for any name that I haven't mentioned, for every prayer warrior that was on Facebook that said, you know, I want to agree with them about that, we thank you and we ask that you bless them. And we say, America is great again.
Yes.
Amen. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful evening.
God bless you too. Dr. Judy, you have the best radio voice. You and Steve both. You're so, when you talk, Dr. Judy, you're so pleasant, like, you're so easy to listen to. And, Steve, I love your voice, too. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
And you do, too. You be blessed because you are highly favored. Keep in touch now. Come on. I want to say this. There's a building we're possibly going to look at, so I want to challenge those on Facebook to pray. We're looking at a church, and we've got some things going on, and it's looking good. And I'm here in San Francisco. We're taking it to the streets.
Yay!
Hallelujah.
All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Love
bye-bye.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.